these measures that governments take, you know, to cut taxes. I mean, do these sort of measures really work?
Yeah, to my mind, they actually do work, and depending on how they're handled, depending on how they're administered, they can be very effective. And I can come back to what was done in my own country about 20-odd years ago when there were certain provinces that decided it was important to develop a service space, be it contact center, broader be, and significant drops in payroll taxes, as well as other types of impositions from the government, were dropped in significant rates. And we saw a lot of investment pop into these jurisdictions. I think if you take a look also at what's happening in other countries throughout Latin America, or really in locations that are trying to develop a BPO sector, the use of government incentives and the ability to reduce impositions on businesses and foreign investors is becoming very much a tool that can be used constructively. Now, B, to make sure that the balance is struck where the impositions that are going to be removed are significant enough, it's going to want to encourage a business to invest, but they're not going to be so significant that it's going to undermine the government's ability to own investments around healthcare, education, and so forth. You might get some short-term gain, but long-term pain if you have a good, solid, trained, educated, and healthy workforce to provide talent to the services space.
And how do you? I mean, doesn't it become normalized? The tax cut becomes normalized. I mean, look at India, where they had tax cuts for the high-tech sector, and it was supposed to run out after a particular period of time. And as soon as they got to the deadline, everyone said, no, we need this to remain competitive.
Well, that's the whole problem, isn't it? You know, you can talk about a tax break for certain companies or a general tax break, like we saw in the U.S. where the Bush tax cuts came into their debt. There was a lot of debate around it. This is the whole problem, and I think this is part of the growing pains that governments in every part of the world are coming to deal with. You know, it sounds good to say, well, we're going to cut taxes for a few years, and oh, by the way, the deadline's coming up. All of a sudden, companies have to pay them, and there's a lot of pressure to I think what needs to happen is if there's going to be a tax cut for particular sectors or sectors, governments that are doing this have to figure out a way of doing so that while they aren't going to sacrifice revenue, at the same time, it's not going to be arbitrary where it's going to be for a set number of years or a set number of months, and then all of a sudden it's got to come back into full scale. And this is going to cause a lot of confusion. And, you know, Mark, I'll point to when you and I were in South Africa a few months ago, and they were talking about certain incentives that were in place, and they were going to be guaranteed for. Big question that came up from all the journalists and analysts in the room was, well, what happened? And there wasn't really a clear answer.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it a requirement, though, to not just cut something like payroll taxes, but have some sort of program, such as maybe an awareness program or marketing, as well as cutting taxes? I mean, how do you effectively frame this in a package that will help the industry?
I think tax cuts or tax incentives are just one part of the equation. To my mind, it's very much a factor about figuring out, first of all, what's feasible for a government to do. Second of all, what can be done that's going to be attractive to the international community, to the international investment community. And third, being able to frame that, as you say, in a package or in some type of a marketing program and getting the word out there. And not just getting it out globally, but also getting it out to the targeted companies that you think would be most attracted to your jurisdiction. For instance, I'll go back to the South African example. One of the things was that they were very proactive in trying to lure UK into South Africa. They were not necessarily as enthusiastic or as pushed to try and lure U.S. investment because they knew that the U.K. was an excellent cultural fit. And this is crucial, I think, figuring out what's going to be the right commercial and cultural fit and then being able to set up the incentives to benefit the companies and making sure that those incentives are viable over the long term.